Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, 186 people have died so far on our roads this year. Earlier today, Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien appealed to drivers to take personal responsibility on the roads over this Christmas period. I'm joined now by Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, Leo Leguio, whose daughter Marcia was knocked down and killed on the road in Clondalkin in Dublin in October 2005. You're very welcome, Leo.
Good to talk to you, Katie.
I'm sure, Leo, coming up to Christmas, it must be an especially difficult time for you and your family. How are you coping now, 20 years on, from losing Marcia?
It's not easy, I'm telling you. And I'm lucky I have other children and grandchildren as well. And every Christmas, it's there's always that someone missing. And you have that joyful moments, but there's always times as well, yeah. You feel sad and alone, and like there's a piece of your heart missing. There's always that empty chair at the dinner table, always someone missing.
And of course, Marcy was only 16 when she was taken from you.
Yep. She was, every time I'm wrapping a present at Christmas, I think of her and wishing she was there beside me, because that was one of her joys, wrapping the Christmas presents at Christmas Eve. So.
Go back to the roads now. This is, of course, one of the busiest days on the roads of the year, and there'll be more busy days over the coming week. Why do you think campaigns like National Slowdown Day matter, Leo?
They matter because you can see by the figures and the numbers that have been caught already, and that's a short period of time, and that's why we need the enforcement there, because if the enforcement there is, people will get caught. But sadly, it's not there every single day, and we don't have enough enforcement, and I just don't get away. People are warned that there's going to be extra Gardaí out there, but they still just don't give a damn.
I'm just looking at what the guards are telling us has happened today. They've recorded 150 drivers speeding. One motorist was detected driving at 2.5 times over the limit. They say a significant number of motorists are just not listening to the warnings. What do you want to say to them, Leo?
I wanted to say that tragedy just doesn't happen to the reckless driver. It happens to the other family, and it doesn't happen to just happen to other families. It can happen to any one of us. On any road, no matter how good a driver we think we are, all it takes is a moment of recklessness, one drink too many, one glance at the phone, one lapse of concentration. And like you said, this Christmas time is when the roads are at their busiest. So I'd ask and just ask them to please slow down, drive sober and take your time, because someone you love is waiting for you to come home. And for some families, Christmas is just a reminder of the one that never came home. And I'm calling on the government as well and the justice system to take the gloves off. It's time to take the gloves off. It's happening way too often. And just the majority of people are listening, but you'll have those that just don't give a damn, like those people driving twice the speed limit, like in 50 kilometres, 60 kilometres. They don't deserve to be able to drive, allowed to drive again. They should never be allowed to own a car.
The guards are obviously out in force today because of the special day of enforcement that's out there. Do you think there are enough guards on the roads generally, Leo?
No, we all know that the enforcement isn't there. We were made loads of promises. We were promised extra Gardaí, extra speed cameras, reduction of speed limits, graduated speed and penalties, all these things we were promised by the government, and they're still on the shelf waiting to get come through. It's just, when it comes to road safety, it takes years. Now, before all these measures come through, another 100, 150 to 300 people could be killed on our roads. And these are not just statistics. These are people's families, friends, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters and parents. And the urgency, we need the urgency now. Like I said, the gloves have to come off. You have to come off.
A new feature that we're hearing more and more about are the numbers of drivers arrested for drug driving. We're hearing now that the figures are almost the same as those arrested for drunk driving.
Yeah. Drink driving is every bit as dangerous, and what people don't realise that the drugs stay in your system that bit longer than the drink does. And because you feel okay, it doesn't mean that you're okay to drive. It doesn't mean you're safe to drive. You might feel okay, and but the road doesn't care how you feel.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'd echo what the minister there is saying, that drivers need to take personal responsibility for this.
Yeah, we all have a personal responsibility. Like, it's our choice whether we speed, it's our choice whether we take a drink or drugs. It's our choice whether we take a glance at that mobile phone. One glance at the mobile phone at 100 kilometres an hour and you've driven the length of a football pitch. People just have to cop on. And like I said, I'm calling on the government and calling on the justice system, the DPP, not the keep on handing these suspended sentences there, because if the deterrent isn't there, people are going to continue to do it, no matter how many are caught. They're just going to keep on doing it if the deterrent, proper deterrents are there.
Okay, Leo, many thanks for joining us with that. That's Leo Leggio from the Irish Road Victims Association. And happy Christmas, Leo. Now I am joined by Sam Wade, CEO of the Road Safety Authority. Sam, good afternoon.
Hi, Kitty. Good afternoon.
Sam, on Morning Ireland today, Superintendent Liam Garrity said that 2025 is on record as the most dangerous year on the roads for probably a decade. So what is going on here? Why is the safety message just not getting through now? I mean, it must be so disappointing for the Road Safety Authority.
Yes, if we look at, well, first of all, my condolences to all the families who've lost loved ones, not just this year. And you're right, it's 2025 has not been a good year. 186 fatalities as of this morning, that's in Garda Síochána numbers, and 19 more than last year. RSA, we have increased our activities in regard to education campaigns and messaging. I know that in Garda Síochána are committed to enforcement of the roads, but there is a startling part of those fatalities, those families. Almost half of those fatalities are vulnerable road users, pedestrians, motorcyclists, cyclists. And today and every day, it's really important for people driving vehicles, cars, to not just slow down, but be more aware of those vulnerable road users, particularly on roads or in rural areas where there isn't street lighting. It's very difficult to see pedestrians and cyclists, and drivers need to give more respect to other road users and give them space. But the slowing down message, that actually is really important, because the faster you drive in a vehicle, the less reaction time you have if you have to avoid an immediate person on the side of the road, or a cyclist or a motorcyclist at a junction. So the National Slowdown Day, this isn't about one day. Everyone needs to slow down. Everyone needs to give more respect to each other on the roads, not just in the rest of this year, but going into next year.
In terms of the profile of the drivers most at risk, apart from obviously, as you said, they're vulnerable people on the roads, the age cohort, we're still talking about the younger driver here, are we?
Well, it's this year, and again, there's been tragic fatalities, particularly young people this year. What we've seen in 2025, the cohort, the 17 to 25-year-old cohort age group of drivers, that is the highest number of fatalities this year. However, there is some hope that has actually reduced by a number from last year. But what has increased in 2025, there's a cohort of drivers in the 40 to mid to late 50s, and those driver fatalities have increased. And that's particularly concerning, given that in the main, those are drivers that would be expected to be more experienced, yet they're involved in fatal collisions, and there's a number of causal factors for those fatal collisions. But at the heart of most of the fatal collisions lies speed. And when someone is speeding, it may be within the speed limit, but if you're travelling at an inappropriate speed, you just, the risk of causing a collision and a serious injury or a fatality just exponentially increases.
I know that we saw speed limits reduce on some rural local roads this year from 80 kilometres an hour down to 60 kilometres per hour. And more reductions are being planned. What's the timeline for those, Sam?
So that's the RSA, we've provided research and there's demonstrable research on the benefits of lowering speed limits. However, the local councils, there's various activities and progress being made, but local councils are working with the government Department of Transport in terms of implementation. So that will vary in terms of timelines across varying councils.
Is there pushback against that?
I actually, RSA, we have experience. We've been working with community groups. We continue to do a lot of work in schools with school children and teachers. And there is actually an openness. Their local communities are looking for the speeds to be reduced, whether that's outside of schools or whether it's actually travelling through villages. So there hasn't been a push. We haven't found a pushback on that. What I will say is that in terms of speed limits, the majority of fatalities still occur on the roads that are 80 kilometres and above. And that's Leo lost his daughter on the road. And with other families, there is demonstrable support for those speeds, not for enforcement of those roads, the 80 kilometres and above, because that is the faster the road, then the more tragic the circumstances will be.
Is there any confidence that we'll be able to reverse this trend, that this trend we've seen over recent years where road deaths have gone up again, Sam?
We have actually, what we have seen is killer behaviours persist. However, RSA have increased and will continue into next year. We've got the 18 million funding commitment from government for 2026, as we had this year. So we continue on the education front. In Garda Síochána, we welcome the implementation of the Crowe Report recommendations specifically for road policing. And that really does call for not just more education, but more enforcement, because with these trends, I've got confidence we can turn this unfortunate trend this year, but it does require more of the education of the enforcement and the engineering. And there was mention of the people drink driving and speeding. As a government, as a road safety partnership group, alcohol interlocks have been proven, and that is an area that we can actually introduce more engineering solutions to help reverse these trends.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. That is Sam Wade, CEO of the Road Safety Authority. Many thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up, the last minute prep for the Christmas dinner.